You know, bundle up in here in studio with me this morning. It's Tuesday. Just because it's Halloween, we don't skip this report.
Oh, no.
Talking to Action Realty, Sherry Bell in here. Good morning.
Good morning.
You love Halloween, too, don't you?
I do. I love all holidays.
Mm-hmm. Not as much as Christmas, probably.
Not as much as Christmas, but, you know, Halloween's always kind of fun.
Let me ask you something. What was your favorite Halloween candy when you were a kid? What did you really like to see in the bag?
Snickers? Yeah. And I still kind of like that, but now Milk Duds have taken over.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good choice.
I think so.
I list yesterday of the things that people don't like and the things they really do like. Mm-hmm. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, far and away the number one. Everybody loves those.
Yeah.
But everybody hates those marshmallow-like peeps, the pumpkin peeps.
Oh, yeah.
I was never a fan of those, even at Easter, when they when I was a kid.
Yeah, I agree.
I ate them because it's like, I know I'm going to hate this, but I'm going to eat it anyway. So you get that marshmallow and that weird little taste going on inside, and it's like, good grief. Well, hey, the season's changing here, and we talk about this a lot when we talk real estate. Kind of slows down here just before the holidays.
It really does, you know, and I don't blame the market for that because, you know, at this time of year, it should be about family. That's the last thing that people want to do is think about, you know, packing up a house and moving, although people do it because they're looking for that bigger home or a nicer home for the holidays as well. So it does slow down a bit, but, and it is right now, but interest rates, I think, have a play in that as well.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm hearing some good feedback about Action Realty. The fact that you're people-based, you know, it's not just we're trying to get this thing done as quick as possible. I mean, you really know your clientele and really know the people.
Exactly. You know, and that's something that I pride myself in is, you know, we meet with a potential client and we'll take them on through the whole process.
Right.
And, you know, you really get close to those clients. You know, you have a vested interest in them. You want that dream home for them or to sell their home. And it's really kind of exciting for us.
Is it like anything else, though? You get some clients, you go, okay, this is going to be a little bit higher maintenance than the others?
You know, it does happen. It really does. And I don't blame that person because, you know, if we're selling their house, they want to be sure that everything possible is getting done to sell that property. And, you know, sometimes people take a little bit more guidance, which is completely fine. A little bit more maintenance, but that's okay.
Well, let me ask you this, too, and this might seem kind of redundant to you, but to people listening, how much of it is in the details? How does detail affect buying and selling a home?
Oh, I think detail is huge because throughout the whole process, you got to pay attention to the details that are very small and the big details. It just makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. And I've asked you this before. You must have a mental checklist in your head. When you walk into a home, you kind of automatically know what you're looking for.
Exactly. You know, and we'll take a look at a property and say, okay, now depending on the type of financing that your buyer comes, this could be flagged.
Sure.
You know, we let the homeowner know what they could be expecting or what could be coming. So it's kind of a whole process. And, you know, we don't want any surprises at any point in the process. So it's best that we keep them informed.
Is there a lot of mind changing that goes on with clients? They'll get into a home and they really, really like it. And then, you know, it's like, or do you get some that go, okay, well, this isn't exactly what I'm looking for, but I can live with it?
I see both ways, actually. You know, a lot of people, I mean, it's a major purchase. You want to be sure that what they're buying is the home that they want. Mm-hmm. And I always say, you know, they should have a certain feeling when they enter a home and it's their home that they want. If they don't have that feeling, let's keep looking and see. We'll find that home. We just got to look.
Why is it the best investment? They always say buying a home, your best investment. Why is that?
It is because you are investing money into a property that's yours. Mm-hmm. You're hopefully gaining equity. If you're renting, you're paying someone else to do that maintenance, and you're not gaining any equity.
And so it is, and I've heard that before, too. It's all about the equity.
Exactly.
And again, that personal, that vested interest in the home.
That's right. It
Good
really
stuff.
Is.
All right. Anything else you want to add? You got some things going on here.
We are giving out trick-or-treat bags to everyone that stops into the office today. So, just stop in. We've got bags for the kids and be great fun.
You brought me Chex Mix today.
I did.
You walked in the door. Sherry walked in the door with Chex Mix. My whole world stopped. It was like, okay, all right, now, because it does takes me back to being a kid.
That's awesome.
Like candy corn.
Exactly.
Okay, did you like candy corn when you were a kid?
You know, I'm still kind of okay with candy corn. A couple pieces, I'm okay with it. My son loves it.
Sure. Well, it's pure sugar.
Oh,
you know,
you put
it in your mouth and it's like, but it does take you back to being a kid.
Exactly.
Speaking of that feeling too, if you are into Christmas trees, you have got a great event coming up
that you
are a part of. Tell us about this.
We do. We are preparing for the 6th annual Festival of Trees. We're going to be set up at Heritage Square. We're going to be accepting 35 trees this year that will be given to families that may not otherwise have a Christmas tree or, you know, nursing homes that would need trees. So we're asking for any local businesses or families that would like to donate a tree and decorate it for a family. You know, they can do that by contacting me at Action Realty. We're really excited about this event. You know, we hope to bring a smile to many people throughout the holiday season. You know, and this is just one little thing that we can all do to give back to the community.
How did this come about?
You know, Tammy Schrack started this 6 years ago and just kept this process going. Tammy has moved on to other things, and I've kind of taken over that, and I'm just excited about it.
You should be.
I am.
And
you know,
they're redoing, you know, Heritage Square, too. If you go in there, the whole thing will be redone. Plus, with the trees, it's going to look fantastic this year.
You know, and another part that we're excited about, this year we're going to have kind of a little contest with the Christmas trees for anyone that comes in to Heritage Square to look at the trees. If they bring a non-perishable food item in, that will count as a vote for their favorite tree.
Okay.
Then those canned goods or whatever will be donated to the food pantry.
Fantastic. You got a lot of good ideas.
Well, it takes a village, and we're making it work.
Absolutely. Sherry, always great to have you in. Have a great rest of the week, and we will talk again next Tuesday, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
Talking real estate. We do it every Tuesday with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. It's 920, the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
He might do a few tricks, but his morning show's a treat. Happy Halloween from Dablo's Scary Morning Show on AM 1450 KBMW.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a feel.